I had an old aunt who passed away, and she lived up at Mapunga, Ola Anderson, and she was a bit like me. She had hoarded all her junk and old things, and then another auntie, when they cleaned out the house, she asked me would I like the old clothes. There's old clothes as well, and hats. And I said, "Oh yes, okay." And thinking there'd only be a couple of boxes, because we had used some of these things for dress-ups when we were growing up ourselves, you know, that some of these things. Anyway, there was about 8 boxes of hats arrived, and I thought, "Oh, okay." And I did millinery at Emily McPherson in Melbourne many years ago. And so I sort of had some of my own hats that I'd always kept that I'd made. And then, well, let's see, the Country Women's Association, we needed to raise some money. And so we decided we'd have a hat day over in the Elmsford Hall, and which we did. And with that, I sort of collected more and got a blend of a few, and I've just been collecting ever since. And so it's grown now to, you know, I'd have a couple of hundred hats.
So is it all just ladies' hats, or do you have men's hats
Oh
as well?
no, I have a few men's hats. I was just looking there before for I've been giving one from the Archdeacon of Bendigo, and he's just retired. He was given this hat from the previous Archdeacon. And so it's pretty old. They used to use it when they walked in front of the hearse at the funeral, you know, so it's in perfect condition. So I have a few men's hats, but men's hats haven't got a lot of variety about them like women's hats have. They're still basically the same as, you know, years ago. They really haven't altered a lot.
It sounds like you always had a bit of an interest in hats, though. If you've gone and done a millinery course,
Oh,
you must have been
yes,
someone who
yes.
wore hats, were you? And do you
Oh,
still?
well, now and then I do wear one if it's freezing cold and I go to a funeral or something. I'll pop on a hat. It doesn't worry me that I might be the only one there with a hat on. It doesn't worry me at all. But it's rather than just wearing a beanie, which you know, wear that round the farm, or the big sun hat for keep the cancer away.
Is there any sort of criteria that you apply to hats when you're collecting them these days? Do they have to be, in a certain condition or of a certain style or anything like that?
No, any hat will do. Yeah, no, there's all sorts, and it's amazing how many I've got. There's not very many that I've got two of.
You also talked about the fact that they've all got labels attached to them, which
Yes.
contain some of the history. So do you always like to know where a hat's come from and who its owner's been and what it might have
Oh,
done?
well, it just gives it a bit of character of its own then, and then I can relate to it. You know, if I have to give a talk or something, you know, I can pick that hat up, and immediately, if I don't, you know, always recall, all I have to do is look at the label and say, you know, Isabel Chislett wore this hat on Sunday school in the 1940s. I don't always know the ladies, but I do know some of the ladies, and I know the people who have given them to me, and that they were their parents, and I think they would like them to be preserved, not just, you know, thrown out or something like that.
Have most of them come from local people then? Have most of them been sourced locally?
Oh, most of them are come from locally, but there are, you know, as I said, some from Bendigo, and yeah, and just one here and there, you know, and they're just different, and they've been treasures, or they wouldn't have been kept for so long of the individual person. You know, they've been something that they've valued all this time, or they wouldn't have kept it.
I mean, there's a great range of styles, isn't there? Just in this one box in front of us, for example, you've
Oh,
just picked
yes.
up one which looks a bit like something from a Dr. Seuss book. It's out of blue and furry. And
Yeah.
then there are some other very,
Yeah. Lots of them have been mothers of the brides. See, mothers of the brides always wore hats. And see, these would be mothers of the brides or something like that.
They're
Yeah.
the ones which look a bit, well, they're fairly sort of, how do you describe those ones?
They're real ladies. Something the Queen would wear.
Right.
You know, they're ladies. And if you can imagine these ladies all dressed up in their nice suits and their hat and everything. And that's how the Queen still dresses today. She hasn't changed. She still wears her hat and everything. But this is how those ladies dressed, you know, back in these times.
You also have the facilities here to repair them, though, and maintain them as well, because we're standing in your room at the moment, your special room,
My special
which
room.
is full of boxes
Yeah,
of
well,
patterns and stuff.
I can repair them because I've done millinery. I can repair them, and I've also made some hats for other people as well, you know, if they want a little one.
Some of these older ones that have things like the sort of flowers, I don't know what they're made out of, but it, you know, those sort of materials that you see from the 50s and 60s, how hard is it to repair something like that? Can you still find those materials?
Oh, you can find the flowers, and you can still get the netting because they're still making hats. Yeah. I mean, every year...
They don't make hats like that anymore, do they?
No, but they do make hats. You know, you've got your Jagos and those in Melbourne, and you can just see the elaborateness of some of the hats that are made. So all the equipment is still available, you know, your netting and your flowers and your silk flowers and that. And they've been around for a long time.
How precious are you about the collection? Do you have grandkids or, you know, who come around and use them for dress-ups?
Oh, no.
Not allowed near them?
No, they don't use them for dress-ups. I gave them my granddaughter's a couple of old hats. Actually, I went to the op. I didn't give her any that I had. I just went to the op shop and got her another couple of hats because on her Christmas list was she needed some dress-ups. So I went and found some old clothes and a couple of hats from the op shop that she could use as dress-ups, not any of the collection. So I'm not quite sure what will happen to them, you know. Yeah. Maybe Flagstaff Hill might want a hat shop or something like that to set up years down the track, you know. But I hope they just don't turf them all out, the kids.
It is a great pity, isn't it, that people don't wear hats anymore? I mean, do you find a lot of, I suppose, especially young women that might see some of the displays, do they look at the hats and sort of think, oh, you know, I don't know, I'm sorry I missed out on that, or I wouldn't mind wearing hats like this?
Oh, well, I think the young ones who go to the races and that, a lot of them do like to go and get a hat if they're dressing up properly. Hmm. You know, you see the fashions on the field. But, I mean, a lot of these hats would have been worn to church because you always went into church with your head covered years ago. So this is where all the rules have changed and everybody's got more relaxed. Because hats to buy are not cheap. So people, by the time they get their dress and everything, they don't really want to happen to be buying a hat. But it does, as you see, you know, by the fashions on the field and that, but the ones who win always have hats on.
Yeah.
They go into it, you know, all dressed for the occasion because you're not dressed properly unless you've got your hat on, you know.
Is there anything that you're really looking for still? Any sort of particular hat or style or period that you'd really would like to have some more of?
Well, I really like the really old hats. You know, I have got some that are over 100 year old. And
right.
So I sort of, they're the ones I keep inside. They're more cherished.
What are the 100 year old ones like? Are we talking like a Mary Poppins kind of hat here with the big bow and so on?
Big one made out of wire it is. It's all made out of, it's got silk on it and it's flowers and they're fine. But it's made, the whole shape of it is made out of wire.
Mm.
And it's a big wide sort of hat. You know, it'd be 6 inches high, flattish sort of hat. And then I have another lady gave me a lovely, like a mantilla thing that you, when you were in the horse and buggies and open cars, you know, the turn of the century, it's all lace and it comes down over the hats to hold it on when you're sort of whizzing along on a windy day so that you don't lose the hat. And have to go back for it. So, yeah, and you tie it under your chin.